Welcome, my sales ops community. This is Sales Ops with Sales Strategic, and we are on episode 8. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about sales operations from the standpoint of management. Specifically, as the title suggests, your VP of sales is not your salesman. So there have been some discourse on different forums, LinkedIn and other social places, where when you have a startup company, or even when you are introducing yourself into building a new sales team, and you're looking for leadership, oftentimes, and you guys can do this experiment yourself. You can actually search VP of sales and then start looking at some of the titles and start seeing which actual VP of sales titles are sales manager S or ones that are actual VP of sales. Now, you'll get an idea once I kind of go over both roles, so you can understand the distinction between the two. But you'll also be able to really understand that there are a lot of businesses out there that are marketing for a sales manager, but they want to give the title of a VP of sales, and then they're costing themselves because they're paying top dollar for essentially a glorified sales manager. Now, as I tell y'all before, I always try and be as objective as possible. And I wouldn't be remiss if I didn't say that. I actually, when first kind of thinking about this topic, there was some emotion involved from it. And the reason why is because me being involved in some of this discourse, I soon began to understand that this is a real issue out there, where a lot of people that actually may not be particularly versed in sales operations, but they may have some success building a startup company, they're in their own bubble. So they believe that actual process works for everyone. Like there's a one size fit all. And that's not the case. Because oftentimes we're inside of our bubble and we feel like because we're in that bubble, everything we do works. When in essence, when you try and take that same process and implement it somewhere else, it fails. And I can assure you, startup companies, founders, this message is definitely for you. Do not hire a VP of sales when you're not ready for it. Hire a sales manager. Save yourself the money. Do not hire a VP of sales. And you heard me talk about this in previous episodes. Do not hire a VP of sales. And the expectations are that they are going to sell for you and they're going to create sales strategy. That those two roles really should not mix. You can have a sales manager sell, right? Because what is going to happen is they need to understand the product. They need to understand the market, the product or service, I should say. They need to understand the market and they need to be able to learn how to sell it so they can teach it to the new reps that come in. And even for the existing reps that are already there on your team, your account executives that you have, in order for those account executives to build trust with that new sales manager that you're hiring, they need to know, hey, can you sell what we're selling, right? And so we want our sales managers to be able to model the behaviors that we're trying to instill into our sales representatives. But what we don't want to happen is we do not want our high-level manager getting into the day-to-day operations. And if you're a founder and you believe, well, hold up, I put all this equity, sweat equity into my business. I'm ready to hire somebody in sales. And when I hire this high-priced person, they need to get in there and sell too. Well, hopefully by the end of this episode, I can evolve your opinion, right? I may not say change it, but maybe I can evolve it for you to look at it a little bit differently. And maybe you're going to save yourself some overhead because you're going to hire a sales manager that's going to take your team to the next level. And then when you're really ready for that sales strategy, because you're ready to scale, that's when you're ready to hire that high level sales executive. So the first thing I want to touch on when we're trying to figure out what the distinction between the two are is the scope of responsibility. Think about it like this. Your VP of sales is responsible for your entire sales function across the organization. No matter what layers of management you have, your VP of sales is often going to oversee multiple sales teams, regions, sometimes even different companies if you're international. But your VP is typically part of your executive leadership team, and they are going to play a key role in your overall business strategy, helping to shape it. Your sales manager, on the other hand, manages a specific team or a smaller geographic region. Please understand that, right? Understand that if you are introducing a new product to the market, product or service to the market, and you already have five AEs on staff that do pretty good selling, and you need somebody to manage them because as a founder, you're not particularly ready, or I should say, you are ready to handle other responsibilities of the business and then leave the sales functions to a manager. This is where you want to hire your sales manager. So you should put the ad out accordingly that you're trying to hire a sales manager. Because their focus is going to be on the day-to-day operations, what you're looking for, and they're going to be there to manage the individual salespeople, setting quotas and ensuring that their team meets their targets. They're going to be there to ultimately coach, train, and mentor your specific sales reps, your AEs. You next want to look at the idea of, well, what are their focuses, Sean? Okay, you told me about the scope of responsibility. Well, think of it like this. Your VP of sales, it has a strategic focus. However, your sales manager has a more tactical focus. Because your VP of sales is going to be involved in setting long-term goals, developing sales strategies, and ensuring alignment with your company's overall broader objectives. They're going to work closely with the other people in your in sales manage, I mean, well, not sales manager, other people in senior management, whether it's the CEO, CFO, and then if there's a higher layer, your CRO. Because ultimately, they're going to be there to drive your business growth, right? Because all of you guys, as in the senior management, you're strategically thinking of ways to drive growth into your business. Your sales manager is going to be there from a more tactical approach because they're going to implement the strategies, get this, that are actually developed by your VP of sales. They're going to be the ones managing the execution. They're going to be the ones making the adjustments as needed to meet those short-term goals. Remember, they're going to be the ones that are closer to the ground, and they're going to be dealing directly with the customers, the sales processes, and the team performance. You have to remember that your sales managers are not going to be thinking strategy or should not be thinking strategy. They should be there with the sole focus of, hey, I have a strategy in place. I know how this is supposed to be sold. And I am going to make sure that I'm monitoring the performance of my team. I'm going to keep saying, I'm going to be coaching my team. I'm going to be training my team. And hey, if there's any customers that I have to deal with, I'll deal with them directly. That's your sales manager. And as you heard me say from the top, oftentimes, excuse me, oftentimes, especially in a startup, we want the VP to do all of this. I'm going to touch on, as we go through a little bit later, on what that means when you have your VP and a sales manager blended into the same position. So you can kind of see from the themes of what I'm talking about. Think about the very first episode. From sales, right? Or for the boots on the ground, you have, as I said before, we have plenty of BDR, business development reps. That's that one singular role, as opposed to actually separating the two, which is actually having a sales development representative and an account executive. And we went over what the distinction between the two are. Right now in this market, I'm seeing a ton of businesses, founders. I've even seen it. You heard me talk about story time last time, where last episode, I should say, where, you know, you think about it from a VP of sales position. There's a ton of businesses that want the VP of sales to be the top seller or to be the seller. And that should not be the case. Because when we think about my third point in looking at this, think about the decision-making authority. Because we already know your VP of sales is going to have greater decision-making authority when it comes to setting policies, budget allocation, and also making major changes to the sales strategy. The VP of sales is going to work closely with the middle manager, which is your sales manager, to help understand overall how the resources should be deployed. But that high-level function of a VP of sales, not only are they seasoned, experienced, but they actually know the proper way how to create strategy, how to actually allocate the resources appropriately. And they understand how the sales function interacts with the other departments, which is very crucial for business continuity and business growth. While sales managers, what they'll do is they can make decisions, but it's about their specific team and the day-to-day operations. And usually, think about this, they're going to operate within a framework set by the VP of sales. So the decisions are more operational, meaning determine the best tactics to meet quota, how to motivate their team, as we talked about before, how to implement this the training strategy that was created by the VP of sales. You then look at it from the impact of, well, what is the level of interaction with the executives? Because Sean, you know what? I hear everything you're saying, but I really can't afford to have two. Well, that's why I'm telling you, you may be ready for a sales manager, but a VP of sales, they're going to be the ones that are actually going to interact with your executive team, with your board of directors. Your VP of sales should be able to give a full-fledged sales presentation to your board of directors, to your investors, to let them know what the forecasts and projections are, what they feel like sales are going to be per quarter. And they represent sales function at the highest level of the company, and they're involved in key business decisions. You have to understand that. Because if you really just want somebody to sell and manage your sales team, that's what a sales manager is. What they're for is translating whatever's determined by the executives, which they're going to report directly to the VP of sales. They're going to translate those decisions that are made into actionable plans for their individual teams, because, or their team, I'm sorry. Because that sales manager works with the team each and every day. So they're going to know how each rep ticks, and they're going to know how, or they're going to be able to develop a plan that in order to implement those strategies. So, again, understand that sales managers focus on managing a specific team, and they ensure day-to-day sales activities run smoothly. Your VP of sales is going to be concerned with the overall direction, strategy, and alignment of the sales functions with being in alignment with the company goals. So, okay. All right, Sean. Thank you for letting me know what the differences are, right? What's the distinction? But okay, I still feel like I need to blend the two roles. If you were to tell me that, I'm going to say this to you. As I say all the time, and I think the theme should be understood that if we're wondering why sales performance is not where it needs to be at, why our team sales team seems stressed or there's low morale, a lot of times it's because as executives, we are overwhelming our employees. If you combine those responsibilities of the VP of sales with the sales manager, you're going to give them an overwhelming workload. And they're going to definitely struggle to be able to balance the high-level strategic planning with the operational demands of managing a sales team. And you hear me say this all the time, it's going to lead to burnout and decreased performance. You're going to definitely have conflicting priorities, right? You're going to have this short-term versus long-term push and pull, because your VP of sales is always going to focus on the long term. They're trying to focus on market expansion, product development, revenue. The sales managers focus on the short term and the daily operations. They're focused on how can I make sure that my team meets its quota this month? How can I motivate said rep to achieve what they're looking for as far as monetary value or what is their why when you're trying to get them motivated? The sales manager looks for the short term. So you're going to definitely overshadow the importance of long-term strategic planning if you blend those two roles. You're also going to have a lack of strategic focus. Because when you think about it, the VP of sales is going to have less time and energy for strategic thinking if they're focused on trying to manage a sales team. So then what happens is because of the burnout, because of the strain on the mind, it's going to lead to a lack of innovation. You're probably going to miss market opportunities. I shouldn't say probably, you are. You're going to miss market opportunities. And there's going to be an overall reduction in the company's ability to adapt to the changes in the marketplace, which then you're going to have diluted leadership, right? Because the demands of high-level strategy is definitely going to pull attention away from effective team management. So your team is going to have a lack of guidance. They're going to have a your specific sales team I'm referring to. It's going to have a lack of guidance, a lack of support, and a lack of motivation, which you've heard me say this before, that's going to lead to decreased morale, lower productivity, and higher turnover rates. I say this all the time. When we overwhelm or we have ineffective sales operations, that's how you can pinpoint, hey, I have low productivity, or hey, why do I have all these high turnover rates? Or hey, why does it seem like my sales team is not motivated? It's because the bones, the foundation of your operations is out of whack. And think about it from this standpoint. Even if, let's say, you have this a VP of sales who says, I can do all of it. One, because they're going to say they can do all of it because they're probably going to be getting paid 150 to 180,000 a year, more than likely. And then if it's on a lower scale, they're going to be getting paid 100,000. So either way, they're going to say, I can do it all. But even if they do develop a strong sales strategy, if they're in a blended role, they're probably going to struggle to effectively implement it across the organization. Because the time and attention required to manage a specific sales team is definitely going to limit their ability to oversee and ensure that the strategy is being executed by, well, who's the most important partner in this relationship, right? It's marketing. Now, it's going to be across all of your organization, but as we already know, when marketing and sales are out of whack, that friction leads to decreased productivity as well. We really have to, in our market now, understand these differences. It's very important. Because when we're having an inefficient use of our potential employees' skills and talents, that's when mismanagement comes in. That's when ineffective use of those skills come in, and we may excel in one area, but we're probably going to underperform in another. And we have to understand that that's not how you actually run a sales organization. And again, I go back to blurring the two may have worked within the vacuum of your specific niche. But I can assure you, the blending of that role across all of the sales industry does not work. And I can confidently say that. That's why there's different levels or different layers of sales management. It's not, hey, I hire a VP of sales, now go sell my product or service and manage my sales team and develop a sales strategy. And guess what? My investors are asking for this to be done in 6 months. That's not the way to go. It's not. And more importantly, those blurred lines create blurred lines of responsibility. So when you're telling that VP of sales to do all that, who are they actually accountable to? Because if sales targets are missed or strategy fails, how do you even determine what was what? How do you even determine why it worked? Or on the flip side, if sales targets are hit, right? And strategy is hit, are you able to duplicate it? Because again, a lot of times we are allowing ineffective leadership, ineffective sales operation management to kind of guide us just because, oh, hey, they hit that number or they hit that target. But then we wonder why 6 months from now or 6 months after they hit that amount, they're not doing the same. Or if that person hits it and they decide to leave, now the organization has crumbled. Because they don't have a foundation. They don't have the proper operations in place. Would you hire with somebody that just loves to work, they work very hard and they overwork themselves to get the job done, which that can be good on the front end, but on the back end, when it's time for them to say deuces and leave, or it's time when they like I'm burnt out, then what? Because if you have accountability and you know, hey, look, the sales team is hitting that quota, but this strategy is overexhausting me. Now you know you need to try and develop better strategy. Or the sales strategy is good, however, the sales management is I was going to say piss poor, but I'm not. It wasn't great. Then you can just be able to coach that sales manager or find a new one that's going to motivate your sales team. One that's going to coach, train, and mentor your sales team. So, again, you really don't want to blend the roles because you don't want to have overwhelming workload, conflicting priorities, reduced strategic vision, ineffective team management. I can keep going on and on and on. You don't want anything to hinder both your short and long-term success. So it's definitely going to be crucial for organizations to clearly delineate the roles. And this is going to be to ensure that both strategic leadership and operational management are effectively handled. I'm going to say this again. You have to draw clear lines between the two roles, hire accordingly, because you want to ensure both strategic leadership and operational management are effectively handled. Hopefully, from this episode, you can at least take one thing and put it into action. One concept and put it into action. Because it's going to be paramount for your success. Because if you're about to create a job, and I see them out there all the time, I look all the time just to see what the market is bearing. I see it all the time. If you're about to create that job ad and you're about to hire a VP of sales, but really you just want a glorified salesperson, you're really looking for a sales leader, well, a sales manager or a sales team lead. That's what you're looking for. You are not looking for a VP of sales. Please remember that. If you need help with this, Sales Strategic can help. You can email goals@salesstrategic.com because what we essentially do is help build this out for you. And we're going to help be your VP of sales for the short term. And then obviously you can keep us for the long term, but we're going to do it at a 60% reduced rate than what you would hire VP of sales. So if you need help from that standpoint, we can do that. And again, email our team at goals@salesstrategic.com. I thank you guys again for all your support. It's very overwhelming to see the response from this. I hope that I am giving you the information that you need. I'm always going to be as objective as possible. And the goal is just to help you throughout your business journey. So, as always, thank you. And I will see you guys in 2 weeks. All righty. See you later. Bye-bye.